Inside Mac.
For Monday, July 17th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. New way to integrate your iPod to your car stereo. Apple shares are rising. And find out where Steve Jobs ranks in the Media Guardian's top 100. Apple shares rose 1.4% in pre-open trading after Piper Jaffray analyst Gene Munster said he expected the company to top Wall Street expectations for its fiscal third quarter. As it has been reported in the last few weeks, MacBooks are promising strong sales as the iPod sales are slowing and may not pick up until Apple releases the new iPods. Meanwhile, Apple's retail stores are continuing to open all over the world, and that should help sales as well. The newest Apple retail store is set to open in Miami Beach, Florida, this Friday, the 21st. The store will open to the public at 6 p.m. Eastern and will be giving away its t-shirts and a chance to win a digital lifestyles collection that includes a 17-inch flat panel Intel Core Duo iMac, an iPod Nano, a Canon digital camera, and a few other cool products from Sony and HP. It seems like every week there are a top 50 or a top 100 list, and it also seems that every week Apple or Steve Jobs appears in the top 10. This week is no different as Media Guardian has released its list, the Media Guardian 100. Now in its sixth year, the Media Guardian 100 is an annual guide to the most powerful people in the industry. Candidates are judged on three criteria: their cultural, economic, and political influence in the UK. According to Media Guardian UK, new media has impacted the list more than ever this year. Apple CEO Steve Jobs moved up four places in this year's list and has showed up in second place behind BBC General Mark Thompson. A few reasons for the high ranking include the fact that Apple CEO has been recognized for transforming the way music is consumed, and now television, as the new video iPod is being launched. The panelists charged Jobs with turning newspapers into radio stations and radio stations into audio and video on-demand services. Rounding out the top five, coming in at number five, is Channel 4's chief executive for BBC, Andy Duncan. In the fourth spot is Google's co-founders. Third spot is NewCorp chairman Rupert Murdoch. And I think you all know the second spot, but in case you weren't paying attention, Apple CEO Steve Jobs found himself in second, and in first, BBC General Mark Thompson. A little background on the Blu-ray drive, thanks to Macworld UK. The Blu-ray Disc Association promotes a new high-capacity standard based on a blue laser. Blu-ray discs can pack up to 25 gigabytes on a single layer and 50 gigabytes on dual-layer discs in the same form as a CD or DVD. That's enough for 2 hours of HD video on a single-layer disc. The HD DVD format is also based on a blue laser, but uses similar manufacturing techniques to DVD. It claims to be less expensive, but it holds 15 gigabytes per layer instead of Blu-ray's 25 gigabytes per layer. Using cassette adapters and wires to rig an iPod into your car stereo is not the way to go. Senior Director of iPod Worldwide Product Marketing Bob Borchers told CNET UK's Crave that Apple wants consumers to move from third-party iPod auto accessories to iPod-enabled automobiles with more advanced factory integration. Borchers said that Apple is currently working with third parties to improve iPod integration in new cars and sees add-ons as obsolete. Apple wants you to buy a car that is designed with the iPod in mind. Companies like BMW have already taken steps as they have included iPod interfaces in all of its models. That's exciting news, but for those of us who really can't afford a BMW right now, you can retrofit the Mac Mini into your current car. According to the article, some in-car entertainment fans realize that the Mac Mini is a similar form factor to a car stereo head unit, and this prompted modifications. Apple is keeping an eye on you, but Borcher said he was delighted by the efforts of Mac users. Coming up, new products, new releases, software updates, there's a bunch of them. And I'll tell you about them when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie. iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Every day there are more and more products and downloads and software updates that are available, so I decided I'm going to tell you about a few of them that were just released today. Thanks in part to our partner MacMinute.com, here are a few of them that are available right now. DPROS Software has released Bookster 1.8 for Mac OS X. This application will help you manage your book collection by gathering book information from various sources on the internet and allow you to view, edit, sort, categorize, export, and print books that interest you. Version 1.8.8 costs $19.99 US, and it includes Submarino and the National Diet Library as search sites. It improves searches at British Library, Internet Bookshop Italia, National Library of Denmark, and the National Library of Norway, as well as others. The new version also is a bug fixer, and interface improvements have been made as well. Mesa Dynamics announced the release of Amnesty Singles for Mac OS X. This is a drag-and-drop utility that allows any dashboard widget to run as a standalone application. Dropping a widget file onto the Amnesty Singles window results in a small Mac OS X application that will open outside of dashboard when launched. Applications built with Amnesty Singles automatically include features important for running a widget continuously outside dashboard, such as adjusting the window level and setting an auto-refresh timer. Amnesty Singles requires Mac OS X 10.3.9 or later and is priced at $9.95 US. G3 has released universal updates to all 10 of its Slick iMovie plugin libraries. Slick volumes consist of transitions, effects, and titles that work with Apple's iMovie software. It also covers over 70 new 3D transitions. Volumes 9 and 10 feature useful tools like crop, scale, lighting, as well as color adjustments, skew, distort, and picture-in-picture. Each volume offers specific tools, designed uses, and themes. Slick Volume 9 costs $69.95 US for a downloadable version and $74.95 for a CD, and Slick Volume 10 costs $70 US for a downloadable version and $75 for a CD. The upgrade is available for free if you're a registered user. Ableton announced a major upgrade to its music creation, production, and performance platform. The Ableton Live 6 is scheduled for release in September of this year, and it'll feature QuickTime video support, professional multi-sample library, and a customizable racks of instruments and effects, as well as enhanced project management tools and improved MIDI control. The update will allow users to drag and drop movies directly into Live's arrangement view and monitor the result on a second screen. In addition, Ableton has announced its partnership with Sonovox and has included its selection of instruments into Live 6. The addition will offer a comprehensive instrument collection to the music creation, producing, and performance suite. The new library of multi-sampled instruments spans the entire musical spectrum, from orchestral strings and basses to classical guitars and electric keyboards. The estimated cost for this update is $600 US or $500 US for electronic delivery. Stone Design announced the availability of its complete low-cost and high-performance productivity suite, Stoneworks. It offers 15 applications that allow users to design and publish to print and web, build for your services, make movies, photo albums, watermark documents, convert fonts, complete image processing, monitor the weather, choose fonts visually, manage preferences, PDF manual, well, you get the picture. Stoneworks is available online at the Stone Store, and the company has extended its introductory price of $399 US through this summer of 2006. They're also going to throw in a Videator for free purchase now. Each application in the package can also be purchased separately at the Stone Design Store. iLounge has released version 2.2 of their popular free iPod book. The new edition has been expanded and improved with 4 all-new sections and updates to many of the book's previously released sections. The 200-plus page iPod book is free and available for download as we speak. Mac Media has announced the release of Phone Director 1.2. This is a tool for phonebook, SMS gallery, calendar, and WAP management of Nokia phones. The new release features a phone director that includes phone book editing, uploading, deleting, backup, SMS reading from the phone, sending, replying, forwarding, deleting, and the list goes on from there. Version 1.2 offers support for Nokia 6233 and 6234 phones. Phone Director does require macOS 10, 10.3.9 or later, and is priced at $29.95 US. And those are the stories and updates making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.